Thousands of people braved the cold to get a glimpse of President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday night in West Allis. Trump held a rally at State Fair Park as part of his thank you tour of battleground states. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Trump talked about some recent events in his speech, including the Wisconsin recount.
Trump told the ecstatic crowd that it's an honor to be back in Wisconsin and thanked supporters for electing him, the first Republican president in the state since 1984. He noted his visit coincides with Tuesday's finalization of the recount. Green Party candidate Jill Stein requested it, and the final tally in Wisconsin shows Trump picked up more than 100 additional votes.
All that money, all that time, all that effort. We got 131 votes more. I think it was worth it. Tells you how important every single vote in America is, right?
Trump then praised some of Wisconsin's top political leaders, including Governor Walker and House Speaker Paul Ryan. Trump and Ryan had a rocky relationship during the campaign, but seemed to have mended fences.
I'll tell you, he has been terrific. And you know, honestly, he's like a fine wine. Every day goes by, I get to appreciate his genius more and more. Now, if he ever goes against me, I'm not going to say that, okay? He's a great guy, and we have some amazing things in store. And we're going to work on taxes. We're going to work on Obamacare. We're going to work on things, and he's going to lead the way. So thank you.
Trump reiterated many of his promises while campaigning. Those include building a wall on the Mexican border and repealing President Obama's Affordable Care Act. In addition, he says he's putting together one of the greatest cabinets of any presidential administration. Trump defended his selection of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be the next Secretary of State.
Rex is one of the greatest and most skilled global business leaders of our time. Made some of the greatest deals ever made in the oil industry or any industry. A great diplomat, a strong man, a tough man.
One person happy with the pick is Robert Piot. He drove down from De Pere to see Trump. Piot says it doesn't bother him that Tillerson comes from big business.
Well, like I said, I believe that appointing some non-political people to some positions of influence can do nothing but help in the process of keeping jobs in America and moving towards a better process for the American people.
But several Wisconsin Democratic leaders held a conference call blasting Trump's cabinet choices. State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa of Milwaukee fears Trump is backing away from his promise to make life better for middle-class workers.
You know, one of Donald Trump's chief campaign promises was to drain the swamp, if you remember. But it is clear the president-elect is dead set on doing anything but draining the swamp. Instead of selecting qualified individuals with records of helping everyday Americans get ahead to fill his cabinet, Trump has appointed extremely wealthy individuals who have little to no record of government or civil service.
In his speech, Trump didn't say anything about Russia and calls to investigate whether Russia worked to influence the election on Trump's behalf. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.